Leisure Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Laois Leisure, Port Laois and Port Arlington. LaoisLeisure.ie. Midlands 103.
Hi, Carl.
How you doing? There's Michael as tutor. Can I say before you start, not to disrupt you, you've got a very cool Midlands 103 hoodie
on. This is very exclusive to me, actually.
I didn't see this memo.
Yeah. I got it before Christmas. Nice, black. There's a nice tidy logo on the top corner. It's very nice.
I like it. So yeah, we might even get that up on social media. It's worthy of it on the cameras.
Yeah,
anyway, sorry to interrupt you. It's part one of Friday's Entertainment Rundown.
Yes, so here's what's been happening in the world of music, Carl. Bon Jovi have announced a new album coming this summer to mark 40 years together. Titled Forever, it will be their 16th studio album and first release since 2020. The new album is now available for pre-order, where fans can find exclusive coloured vinyl options, CDs, cassettes and limited edition signed copies. The release is set for June 7th and we cannot wait. Now, the much anticipated lineup for this year's Glastonbury Festival has been announced. The headliners include Coldplay, Shania Twain, Dua Lipa and Cyndi Lauper. Plenty of Irish acts have also been announced, including New Dad, Kneecap and the Mary Wallopers. The festival takes place from June 26th to 30th, with tickets selling out immediately upon release.
That's mad, and that's it's such a, the festival is just, now in fairness, we have great festivals here as well.
Yeah.
But doesn't that festival kind of sell out kind of rap?
That is, it is very, it's famous worldwide, Glastonbury, and now with Coldplay as well, like they're kind of the royals of the music industry and everything like
that.
I'm not surprised. Well, I see tickets go on sale before acts are announced, don't they? Like
a lot of the time, because the festival's so big, it's bigger than the acts.
Yeah, but that's it. People, you're almost guaranteed that they're going to deliver something for everybody, do you know?
Now, we're coming into St. Patrick's. We call it St. Patrick's Weekend.
Yes.
And we said we'd make the question ridiculously easy for IMC Cinema tickets, didn't we, Michael?
Yes. So we have an exciting competition with thanks to IMC Cinemas. One lucky listener has a chance to win a night at the movies for two. So the question is, what animal did St. Patrick run out of Ireland?
Oh, yeah. Look, I don't think I could have a guess, even.
What? Oh. I think it might be giraffes, maybe, or something.
Is it?
Yeah.
Was it not lions?
I don't know.
Well, look, you decide.
Yeah.
But you've got to be correct to be in the draw today for IMC Cinema tickets. And all they got to do is text or WhatsApp 08330 10103. Put their name and location in there. We put them in the draw. Michael, you're back after one, about 1:30. And what's on in the next hour?
Series and movies.
The Laois Leisure Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Laois Leisure, Port Laois and Port Arlington. LaoisLeisure.ie. Midlands 103.
Carl, it's time to update your watch list with these series and movies. Two Midland stars have received nominations at this year's IFTAs. Tullamore's Sam Keighley has been shortlisted for lead actor in a drama for crime series Kin. Mullingar's Niamh Alagher is in the running for both a lead actress in a drama and supporting actress in a drama for her performances in Malpractice and Culprits, respectively. The 2024 awards ceremony takes place on the 20th of April at the Royal Dublin Convention Centre and will be hosted by Baz Ashmawi. We've got two fantastic titles released on Netflix in the last week, Damsel and The Gentleman. If you're suffering from Stranger Things withdrawals, Damsel follows a dutiful young girl who agrees to marry a handsome prince, only to discover it was all a trap. The royal family recruits her as a sacrifice to repay an ancient debt. She's then thrown into a cave with a fire-breathing dragon, where she has to rely solely on her wits and will to survive. Now, if you're a Guy Ritchie fan, then you love The Gentleman. Soldier Eddie Horniman inherits his father's estate, only to discover it sat atop a massive drug empire owned by a legendary crime lord. However, a host of unsavory characters from Britain's criminal underworld want a piece of the operation, but Eddie tries to play them at their own game. Both of these titles are sitting at the top of the Netflix top 10 since their release. Let us know what you think.
That is absolutely mad, Michael, because both you and me are watching The Gentleman.
Yeah, I finished now, and I finished it the other night, but I think it's absolutely brilliant. Like, every episode's kind of like its own catastrophe sort of thing, you know?
It is. You can kind of jump in and out. I don't know where I am. I think I'm stuck on maybe episode 4, that kind of thing.
I think it's eight episodes in total, I think.
I am rotating between that and One Day.
One Day's brilliant. I've seen that too,
Much far ahead in One Day, so it's all pretty good. But people are just tuned in and missed last hour. What's the question for IMC Cinema tickets?
Yes. So, we want to know what animal St. Patrick ran out of Ireland.
Oh, yeah, it's that tricky. So, all you got to do, give us your answer, name a location to 083 30 10 103 on text or WhatsApp. Michael, you're back next hour with a winner and you're going to tell us all about
cinema news.
See you then.
Go! The Laois Leisure Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Laois Leisure, Port Laois and Port Arlington. LaoisLeisure.ie. Midlands 103.
Carol, it's time for All Things Cinema News, and this is with thanks to IMC Cinemas. This week's new releases are Driveway Dolls and Cabrini. Let's start with Driveway Dolls. Jamie regrets her breakup with her girlfriend while Marion needs to relax. In search of a fresh start, they embark on an unexpected road trip to Tallahassee, but things quickly go awry when they cross paths with a group of inept criminals. This movie is screening in all four cinemas in Athlone, Mullingar, Thurles and Tullamore. Next is Cabrini. Italian immigrant Francesca Cabrini arrives in 1889 New York City and is greeted by disease, crime and impoverished children. Cabrini sets off on a daring mission to convince the hostile mayor to secure housing and healthcare for society's most vulnerable. With broken English and poor health, Cabrini uses her entrepreneurial mind to build an empire of hope unlike anything the world had ever seen. This movie is screening in all four cinemas. In other cinema news, Oppenheimer, Academy Award winner for Best Picture, is screening in Athlone, Mullingar and Tullamore. For more information, check out midlands103.com, and this is with thanks to IMC Cinemas.
Thank you, Michael, for all the rundowns today. I'll tell you one thing. Michael is keeping us on our fashion toes. He started off in the first rundowns. He got a cool Midlands 103 hoodie that nobody else in the building seemed to have. And now he's now it's a very cool M&M t-shirt.
Yes, I got this. This is a bit old, actually. I got this from Boohoo a couple of years ago.
Oh, let's see. Look, the pressure's on.
Yeah.
We got loads of entries, by the way, Michael, for
yes.
the IMC Cinema tickets.
Yes, there was only one answer, but people were... There was loads of different answers. People were saying sheep. People were saying their best friend's names. So I don't know. I don't know. Was that a bit of a dig in there?
Yeah, they might have. They kind of wasted their time a little bit with that.
Yes,
it's all a bit of fun.
Yes.
But we do have a winner.
Yes.
And I have it here on this screen. It's Aisling Gorman from Killy. Pair of IMC Cinema tickets for you.
Congratulations. Well done.
Michael, you know you're keeping us on our fashion toes today.
Yes.
Will you be doing the green thing for the weekend?
I'd say I will probably in some way, shape, or form.
Will you?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, an armband or a headband or something. Well, we'll be at the Mullingar Half Marathon now on Sunday with the lads, so we'll get
right,
active.
So green.
Yeah, I'll wear as much green as possible. Maybe full green tracksuit. All the whole lot. And dye the hair orange or something.
It'd be mad, wouldn't it? Michael, thanks a million for today. Have a great, great weekend.
Thanks.
The Laois Leisure Friday Entertainment Rundown. Thanks to Laois Leisure, Port Laois and Port Arlington. Dive into a world of learning and enrichment with our exciting lessons at Laois Leisure, where education meets enjoyment. For bookings, call 057 864 5800. Midlands 103.